This is VOA News. I'm David Byrne. Australia, Japan, and Singapore announced strict travel control Saturday on foreigners who have been in China recently because of fears of the coronavirus. But as Lisa Schlein reports, the World Health Organization is advising against closing borders.
WHO spokesman Christian Lindmeier says closing borders will not keep out the virus.
But the only way to control, to check fever, for example, to identify travel history, to try to monitor who's coming across your border and to see whether they have any signs of infection is through official border crossing points.
China is taking draconian measures to stop the spread of the coronavirus. Wuhan City, the epicenter of the disease, and 15 other cities have been quarantined, placing an estimated 50 million people under lockdown. Despite these efforts, the virus continues to spread at a rapid pace. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Former Communications Minister Mohammed Alawi was named Prime Minister-designate by rival Iraqi factions Saturday after weeks of political deadlock. The selection of the 66-year-old Alawi to replace outgoing Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi was the product of many backroom talks over months between rival parties. The choice comes as the country weathers troubled times, including ongoing anti-government protests and the constant threat of being ensnared by festering U.S.-Iran tensions. In Baghdad's Tahrir Square, the epicenter of Iraq's four-month anti-government protest movement, demonstrators rejected Alawi's candidacy. Demonstrators have long said they would not accept a candidate chosen by the establishment. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.